and the ship like a four-horse team careering down the plain, all braking as one with a whiplash cracking smartly, leaping with hoofs high to run the course in no time, so the stern hove high and plunged, with the seething rollers crashing dark in her wake, as on she surged, unwavering, never flagging, no, not even a darting hawk, the quickest thing on wings could keep her pace as on she ran, cutting the swells at top speed, bearing a man equipped with the god's own wisdom, one who had suffered 20 years of torment, sick at heart, cleaving his way through wars of men and pounding waves at sea. But now he slept in peace, the memory of his struggles laid to rest. And then, that hour, the star rose up, the clearest, brightest star that always heralds the newborn light of day. The deep-sea-going ship made landfall on the island. Ithaca, at last. There on the coast a haven lies, named for Phorcys, the old god of the deep, with two jutting headlands, sheared off at the seaward side, but shelving toward the bay, that break the great waves whipped by the gales outside, so within the harbour ships can ride unmoored, whenever they come in mooring range of shore. At the harbour's head a branching olive stands, with a welcome cave nearby it, dank with sea mist, sacred to nymphs of the springs we call the naiads. There are mixing bowls inside, and double-handled jars, crafted of stone, and bees store up their honey in the hollows. There are long stone looms as well, where the nymphs weave out their webs from clouds of sea-blue wool, a marvellous sight, and a wellspring flows forever. The cave has two ways in, one facing the north wind, a pathway down for mortals, the other facing the south belongs to the gods. No man may go that way. It is the path for all the deathless powers. Here at this bay the Phaeacian crew put in, they'd known it long before. Driving the ship so hard she ran up onto the beach for a good half her length, such way the oarsmen's brawny arms had made. Up from the benches, swinging down to land, first they lifted Odysseus off the decks, linen and lustrous carpet too, and laid him down on the sand asleep, still dead to the world. Then hoisted out the treasures proud Phaeacians, urged by open-hearted Pallas, had lavished on him, setting out for home. They heaped them all by the olive's trunk in a neat pile, clear of the road for fear some passer-by might spot and steal Odysseus's hoard before he could waken, then pushing off, they pulled for home themselves. But now Poseidon, god of the earthquake, never once forgetting the first threats he levelled at the hero, probed almighty Zeus to learn his plans in full. "Zeus, father, I will lose all my honour now among the immortals, now there are mortal men who show me no respect, Phaeacians too, born of my own loins. I said myself that Odysseus would suffer long and hard before he made it home, but I never dreamed of blocking his return, not absolutely, at least, once you had pledged your word and bowed your head. But now they've swept him across the sea in their swift ship, they've set him down in Ithaca sound asleep, and loaded the man with boundless gifts, bronze, and hoards of gold, and robes, aye, more plunder than he could ever have won from Troy if Odysseus had returned intact with his fair share." "Incredible," Zeus, who marshals the thunderheads, replied. "Earth-shaker, you with your massive power, why moaning so? The gods don't disrespect you. What a stir there'd be if they flung abuse of the oldest, noblest of them all. Those mortals, if any man so lost in his strength and prowess pays you no respect, just pay him back. The power is always yours, do what you like. Whatever warms your heart." "King of the dark cloud," the earthquake god agreed, "I'd like to avenge myself at once, as you advise. But I've always feared your wrath and shied away. But now I'll crush that fine Phaeacian cutter on the misty sea, now on our homeward run from the latest convoy. They will learn at last to cease and desist from escorting every man alive. I'll pile a huge mountain round about their port." "Wait, dear brother." Zeus, who collects the clouds, had second thoughts. "Here's what seems best to me." As the people all lean down from the city heights to watch her speeding home, strike her into a rock that looks like a racing vessel, just offshore. Amaze all men with a marvel for the ages. Then pile your huge mountain round.